Hi, everybody. This is Julie Calantigua. I'm the executive producer of this show. I want to personally invite you to listen to our new documentary series. It's called Still Paying the Price. It is an in-depth exploration of the question of reparations. Who should receive them? How should they be handled? What is owed? We talk to incredible people whose very lives have been dedicated to answering this question and to people who have a very clear sense of what needs to be done and for whom. If you have an opinion, if you don't know anything about it, this is a great place to begin the exploration. So listen to Still Paying the Price anywhere you listen to this show, or go to our website at stillpayingthepricepod.com. Thank you.
It was a simple promise.
We didn't get 40 acres and a mule.
As the country grapples with how to right the wrongs of history, the call for reparations only grows louder. For the descendants of the enslaved, it's time to collect on that debt.
America was built on this entire system of using the free labor of stolen bodies from Africa.
I'm Pamela Kirkland, a journalist and co-editor of Still Paying the Price, Reparations in Real Terms. This series from LWC Studios goes beyond conversations about whether or not reparations should be paid, but how and to whom.
You can go on hating Black people if you want to. Just cut the check.
We uncover stories that have been buried. Stories that reveal the profound impact of the ugly history on which this country was built. From a civil rights cold case.
Setting the record straight. Death ruled justifiable. That's the headline. That headline needs to be changed to unjustly killed.
To another NASA hidden figure.
I think we are all owed something, but it's going to have to be paid forward.
To one man's journey to uncover the painful history his family hid for decades.
I said, my grandfather killed himself. And she said, the hell he did. The white folks killed your grandfather.
We hear from individuals who are grappling with what reparations should look like.
If you believe the Pledge of Allegiance, liberty and justice for all, then you're going to have to reconcile how those principles have or have not been applied to the wrongs done to Black folk.
And how the spirit of the ancestors still guide their descendants today.
I think it's a power in knowing that I'm a descendant and that blood runs through me. It kind of gives me a power to tap into.
Listen to Still Paying the Price on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Get all episodes and supporting materials at stillpayingthepricepod.com. This series was funded by a grant from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.